Cobb County's airport, McCullum Field, has two projects on Metro Atlanta's final T-Splash list. The biggest, at $2.5 million, is a complete rebuild of the control tower. Because the FAA doesn't operate Cobb County's tower, it won't pay for a new one. Airport manager Carl Von Hagel says available space is scarce.
So what we've had to do is be creative. And what we do now is we run conduits outside. And it's not my desire to have all this electronic wiring exposed to the exterior.
Back inside, it's about 50 steps up a dark, winding staircase to reach the point where air traffic controllers work. They have a panoramic view of runway 927. From left to right, it extends more than a mile. Controllers sometimes struggle to see the end of the runway, Von Hagel says.
The visibility needs to be addressed. A pilot won't know whether the controller's got a very, very clear view of them or a minimal view of them. But these kind of things, all of these things, increase the opportunity for something to go wrong.
Von Hagel says he doesn't know of any close calls or incidents caused by controllers' limited visibility. But he says a new, taller tower would bring McCullum Field up to current FAA codes. An FAA spokesperson confirms control tower standards have changed in the 17 years since McCullum's tower was built. The T-Splash would also provide $689,000 for a runway approach lighting system, also a safety feature. But Cobb County isn't the only airport in the area with needs.
We would be required to build a number of new taxiways to get to the site.
Doug Barrett is manager of Fulton County's airport. A year ago, Atlanta's T-Splash wish list included almost $9 million for new taxiways for his airport.
$9 million would get us the bridge across Sandy Creek for Taxiway Zula. This whole project, if you were to try to do it in today's dollars, probably about $25 million.
Fulton County's airport projects failed to make the final T-Splash list. But unlike Cobb County, Barrett says Fulton County has other options available to pay for the improvements. And he doesn't begrudge Cobb County.
I look at it this way. All of the airports that are in the Metroplex environment, they all serve a purpose. They all serve a clientele that needs to be where they are. And it's not a competition thing.
Union City Mayor Ralph Moore represented Fulton County on the regional roundtable that came up with the final project list. In an email to WABE, he said it's unsound to compare the needs of two different counties. Kennesaw Mayor Mark Matthews was also on Metro Atlanta's regional roundtable. He says airport projects fall within the legal boundaries of T-Splash, even if they don't directly relieve highway congestion.
By improving the safety of the airport, Cobb County becomes more competitive in the southeast region as a regional general aviation airport.
Delta Airlines CEO Richard Anderson says smaller general aviation airports do relieve congestion. Congestion in the skies.
They take general aviation traffic out of the controlled airspace around a large metropolitan airport like Hartsfield-Jackson. When Delta and Southwest AirTran together at a peak departure moment, every slot is important.
Airport projects aren't unique to Atlanta's T-Splash list. Most of Georgia's 11 other districts include at least some aviation component. For example, in District 5 in Coweta County, plans call for a new terminal. For Spalding County, the list includes a new or improved airport. But in Atlanta, T-Splash is being sold as a way to untie highway congestion. The question is whether voters here will see Cobb County's airport projects as aligned with that goal. Jim Burris, WABE News.